an opportunity to get emails and get petition signatures and things like that, for sure.
So, Mr. Pittman, if you want to come on up next Tuesday to Concord, and maybe grab Russell, we can have an exit table, we can have an iPad table, we just can't be selling anything, that's all.
What is Tuesday?
Chris. I gotta say, now that girls have been submitted, I'm gonna get it. It's like, it's gonna be a fun spring.
Yeah, thank goodness.
I appreciate you taking the lead in pushing this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame about these state reps. I mean, they were such a disappointment. Consistently disappointing in so many different ways, but luckily we found Jason Gerhard and stepped up, and he got the job done. Thank goodness.
And now, I love the clarity now that we have. Go for it every 2 years. We've got nullification in the meantime, in between. It's good. I just like it. I'm very excited.
Yeah, me too. I think everybody's ready to try something new here, and I think it's going to be very interesting to see how this one plays out this time.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So what are you thinking about the Monday evening meeting idea? Because Sundays have been pretty dead. You said they're good?
Okay, so here's the thing. I now have to go all the time.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I have the evening. I get out of work. That doesn't mean that every Monday is going to be like that from here on out.
Right.
Because every 2 weeks, I draft my schedule. But at least now I know that I'm available Monday, not Monday, but Sunday, which is, I'm so grateful. It's like I have a work week again. This change is going to be so much more organized than I have been. And because it's coming at the right time, too. Because now that the LSRs have been submitted, I got to be on the ball. I want to be, when it comes to, I don't know what kind of media interviews are going to pop up, and I'm really glad that, I guess I'll just talk to Chris now, but we want to show a positive, we want to appear informed and credible, and positive, and, I guess it's unreasonable to every single idea, but
Yeah, I'm here. I was on mute here, but I'm seeming to have a lot of echo. I don't know why.
Probably me. I don't know.
Anyway, Mondays sound good to me. So, if we want to do 7 o'clock, I guess that would work fine.
enough time who work to get out of work, grab a bite to eat, and sit down and, you know, join the meeting.
Yeah.
What else do we need to know here? Just bringing everybody up to speed. Two bills have been filed. We have the CACR version that Jason Gerhardt put in that is going to have a trigger of $40 trillion national debt, which, of course, we're only $7 trillion away from right now, and the way things are going, it wouldn't surprise me if that's hit by the election next year. So, you know, it seems like a big number, but it's actually pretty small considering how fast they're spending money these days. So, but that may be, you know, that maybe that'll help get some co-sponsors or persuade some co-sponsors, like, oh, look, you know, it's not the same bill as it was before. We're taking a different tack with it. I don't know. But so far, it's been pretty bad. Like, people don't want to sign on for this. They're scared. There's been a lot of pressure, you know, against these state reps. And they're using the excuse of what is happening in Alu's personal life. Multiple reps are complaining about that. And it's just, I think that now that we're moving forward, I think what we're going to see is that this is not going to reflect Alu. Whatever it is that happens in his situation is not going to matter, because he's not going to be the face of this. It's going to be Jason Gerhardt. It's going to be, you know, Matt Santanastasso. It's going to be Carla. It's going to be Matt from NHI Pack. These are going to be the faces.
Learn my name.
Yeah. So, I just think that the state reps are acting cowardly, as they usually do. And once they see the coast is clear, maybe we'll be able to round a few more of them up. And then, of course, there's the study committee bill as well, which Matt Santanastasso put in. I haven't seen, he did say to me, Matt, that he made a few changes to the bill that you sent him, and I haven't seen those yet. I don't know if you've seen them.
Oh, yeah, Matt.
Oh, yeah, Matt.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Echo is giving me a hey.
Sorry.
Hey, the fucking person who is...
Yeah,
I'm
gonna step on whose toes.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
I'll go
in
another room.
National Guard actually have planes?
Well, our National Guard base, that's a refueling base is a hub where, of course, aerial refueling is a stopping point for aircraft going over to Europe. It would be great to, if we could get this Defend the Guard bill passed, and to negotiate with us. Like, hey, man, you got to bring all the troops home there, because we're not letting you fly. Fire. The whole bring the troops home thing has just been another slogan to help do an appeal to emotion to actually continue the war agenda. It's like, you're still out there. You know, until they all come down, when you get so.
Like,
creating a sense that it's inevitable. And so many, quote, patriots who just want to get back to the past.
Well, things are looking good. I mean, even though there's only two state reps so far, apparently Matt Santanastasso says we do have time to get co-sponsors. So we do have a window. He doesn't know how long it is to get some people to sign on. So, you know, it ain't over yet. It's just getting started.
Woo!
Yep, and then our PR girl is going to start shopping around the Larry Elder clip. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but there was an interview that he did at Porkfest with Carla Garrick, where she, of course, asked him about secession and whether or not, you know, President Larry Elder would allow New Hampshire to peaceably leave the Union. And he said he didn't think secession was a crazy idea. That's basically the quote. So they're going to take that clip, and she's going to shop it around to the mainstream national media this coming week. So I imagine that's one of the things she'll be talking about at tomorrow's PR meeting.
Cool. Because I got to say, in some areas, like, I can definitely see the skill set where, like, a newbie in some ways.
BF3000, you seem to be muted. Yes, yeah, we all are having a hard time understanding Matt because he's very echoey.
I think it might be your microphone. I mean, it looks like you're sitting right at, like, a laptop or something like that. I mean, you're definitely close enough to be heard, but for whatever reason, it's just kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. kind of fadey, like almost like it's fading out on some words, or maybe, I don't know if you can switch microphones, but that might solve it. Are you on a laptop?
Yeah.
You might have better luck with a phone.
I should probably get a laptop.
No, I think we've covered a lot of the important aspects here.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
You going out to 420, Penguin?
Yeah. Doesn't seem like Riley needs a ride, though. He didn't say anything, so.
Yeah, normally he's here. Alright, guys. Well, thanks for coming. And, Matt, let's plan for tomorrow evening.
Are we going to do 7 o'clock? Okay. Oh yeah.
This will be our last Sunday. This will be our last Sunday meeting.
Sounds good.
All right, gents. Have a great day.